While the boys are out of the room, Huck, I'm going to tell you a story, because the boys kind of know this story, but I don't think you know it. So anyway, here's a warning for all people who get over a certain age. Do not, whatever you do, if you live in a house or an apartment that has stairs going up to one floor to the other floor, be careful with your stairs. You know, make sure you have banisters on both sides and stuff like that. Treat it like some place that you know this is a danger zone. If you don't think about it, every time you go up and downstairs, think of it like that. Not like my wife Joan did on a certain occasion. And actually, the occasion was she was, like as usual, she was trying to do something nice for me, and she was coming down the stairs with a canister of coffee, Huck. One of those big, heavy canisters of coffee, which she had just made up in the bedroom, and she poured it in the canister. She's coming down. She's got a phone in one hand. She's got the canister in the other, and she's coming down the stairs with a robe on or something like that. And her point is to get down there and start making breakfast so that her husband, me, feels good. Isn't that nice? She got about to the seventh floor, and she took a fall, and I heard her fall, and I went down and I saw her, and we talked for about 10 minutes, and we told you how you're hurting here, you're hurting here. It looks like we got something pretty bad, John. We'll call the ambulance, I think. You know, so we did. And long story short, she broke one arm. She crushed the other hand. The right arm was broken. The other hand was. So she was in rehabilitation, including the wonderful Burke Rehabilitation Center in Westchester and near White Plains. And they were wonderful to help through this. But while we were there at one of the hospitals, she had a private room, and I brought my guitar up and sang her little songs. And, women have no fear about, if they want to show off their husband or something like that. And it's not, it always made me a little uncomfortable. But what Joan would do, if one of the nurses that was in, she was very nice, she said, "Oh, by the way, my husband's a singer-songwriter. And he's got his guitar here. Hey, honey, play a song for Jennifer, And I'd always get nervous about, I get nervous about anything. For those, any kind of shows, but those one-on-one, to Jennifer, maybe a friend of hers that came in, and maybe another friend and another friend as the show went on. But I found out that I really loved doing it, and they were wonderful, wonderful audiences. A handful of doctors and nurses, and I found myself singing in a different manner, less like structure. More like a cappella singing with just a little feeling of the guitar and my whole entire heart in every song. And Joan would tell them I wrote Angel of the Morning and Wild Thing, and I would sing those two songs. And I'd sing Angel of the Morning with as heartfelt as I could. I remember getting little chills sometimes when I was singing. And it was a good lesson for me. If you put your heart in something, it's more important than anything else. We were also doing a hit I wrote with Billy Vera, Storybook Children. I say we were doing it. This became a show at the hospital here and there, or whatever hospital we were in. We were in several. But one day, I noticed that there was a nurse's aide in the corner, and as I was singing one of the songs, she started to tear up. And it really touched me. And then the next day when I saw her, she grabbed my hand and took me into a private little space. And she said, I just wanted to tell you that what you did yesterday when you sang, it changed my life. He said, I felt like the Lord really sent you to me, sent your message and your feeling to me, and it just it just changed me. I know I'm different today than I've been in a long, long time. And I wanted to thank you. Thank you for your blessing. Thank you for the blessing of your song. You know, I was so touched, and tears were coming to my eyes. And she started telling me some difficulties she had been through in the last year, but that was all behind her now. And she had turned herself to Jesus, to God, and she's going to church. I think she went to church in the morning, and she was going back, and she was going to sing in the choir again. And she was so happy. And she told me that God, Jesus, moves in mysterious ways. And I know that he sent me you and sent me your song. Anyway, that's it. So a few days later, I wrote this song kind of from her point of view. Not kind of, very much from her point of view. And, from the spirit of Annie. And God bless you, Annie.